Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we take in the lush scenes of Tamil Sangam literary work Natrine, Poem 13, written by the proficient Kabilar. This verse is set in the landscape of Kurunji, or the mountainous region, in the words of the lady's confidant to the lady, portraying a subtle understanding of the lady's situation. எழா ஆ யாகலின் எழில்நலம் தொழைய அழா ஆ தீமோ நொதுமலர் தலையே ஏனல் காவலர் மா வீழ்த்து பறித்த பகழியன்ன சேயரி மழைக்கன் நல்ல பெருந்தோளோயே கொள்ளன் எரிபொன் பிதிரின் சிறுபல்காய வேங்கை வீ உகும் ஓங்குமலை கச்சி மயில் அறிவு அறியா மன்னோ பயில்குரல் கவரும் பைம்புறக் கிளியே. The verse starts with the mellifluous sounds of yala and ala, like how a breeze would talk to the leaves of the mountain trees. We encounter the cool, moist eyes of the Kurunji woman in Malaikkan. The phrase kollan yerivun pidirin makes golden sparks scatter before one's eyes. Whenever we encounter two associated words, we tend to assume it would mean just one thing. For instance, in the encounter of the word kural, whose well-known meaning is voice in close proximity with kili, meaning a parrot, we would most certainly assume that this line is saying something about the voice of the parrot. However, I learnt a new meaning for the word kural, meaning the spiky ears of the millet, serving to portray the food for the parrot rather than the food for our ears in its voice. Hearing the mountain song a little more clearly, I was able to understand the context and meaning as follows. The lady is trying to hide the secret of her union with her man, but the lady's friend seems to understand her state and throws subtle hints about this by saying, "Dear girl, I see that you have not risen up. At least do not shed tears because you are away from home and in the place of strangers. I say so because your cool and moist eyes are streaked with red lines like the blood-stained arrows pulled out of the bodies of beasts that dare to broach millet fields guarded by those marksmen. O white-shouldered woman, like the golden sparks that fly off a goldsmith's forge, the flowers of the vengai or the Indian kino tree lie scattered. In this mountainous landscape, unaware that peafowls are watching them, those green-hued parrots are stealing away the ears of the millet crop. Do rise and chase away the parrots." Is a song just about the words or the rhythm, or is it something more? When you come away, what do you take with you? Is there time in this age to slowly savor something and let it tell what it will tell you? If we take the time, what images and what thoughts can we unearth from the things we see and hear? In this verse, I was left with that image of sparks flying off a goldsmith's forge, scattering all around. I was fascinated to see the flight of fire linked to the fall of flowers. This ancient tree referred in the simile is the vengai tree, the Indian kino, which is being reared and protected even today for its therapeutic benefits in the cure of diabetes. Those little flowers that bloom on the tree stay not there, but are scattered away to spread life. It is but natural, the lady's confidant says in a subtle hint. There is the scene of farming mountain folk guarding their crops from beasts on the ground and birds that fly above. They seem to have placed marksmen to raid the roving beasts, as we learn from the reference to red-strained arrows drawn out, and young girls seem to be entrusted with the task of chasing away parrots that come to steal the ears of crops. There is a strong sense of something being protected and yet being stolen away in this verse. Finally, The call of the confidant to the lady to focus on the task at hand, no matter the thoughts that run through one's mind, seems to be a wake-up call for all of us. In a time when so many things distract and call our attention, perhaps we all need a voice like that of the lady's confidant to say, "Turn away from the pulls of the past and just do what you have to do." Thank you for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient Tamil lands and minds. If you like this episode, do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Please do visit nandinikarki.com to access the transcript of this and other episodes and to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.